We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz. All mitzvahs that are tluya in the aretz. We'll see what that means. Ein ha'gezel ba'aretz. They're only noyeg in the aretz. V'she'ein tluya ba'aretz, if it's not tluya in the aretz, the hegez bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz. Then it's noyeg sai in aretz, sai chutz la'aretz. Chutz, there's exception to this rule. Min ha'ar lo ve'kalayim. Orlov and Kalayim, because let's say Pashtan and Mishnah, we'll see that eventually Pshat and Mishnah will be as any mitzvah is tali in the Eretz Yisrael, is daf in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not tali in Eretz Yisrael, then it's sai in Eretz Yisrael, sai chos laaretz. There's an exception to the rule. Orlov, even though it's tali in land, it's not tali in Eretz Yisrael. Orlov is halacha l'mishnah Sinai, and Kalayim is the Rabbanon, and chutz laaretz is the Issa Kalayim. Rabbi Eliezer me'afa chadosh. Chadosh as well. What does afa chadosh mean? We'll see in the Gemara Shaila what it means afa chadosh. Is afa chadosh chayiv, afa chadosh potter? We'll see when we see the Gemara. I can find that's our Mishnah. Now, Zok the Gemara. My Tluya, my Shein Tluya. What does it mean? Kol mitzvah shei Tluya ba'aretz. Ein neges ba'aretz. The Gemara thought, what it means is, there's certain mitzvahs where it says, kisevayu la'aretz. So that's what it means. All mitzvahs that says, kisevayu la'aretz, for example, v'chisevayu la'aretz, v'natatim kol eitz ma'achal v'alatam alasai. There we said there's an exception, but there it says, tali ba'aretz. So, or a different example is, ha'yik v'yacha, El Eretz HaKnani Abchit V'Ameri Reprisa V'Usi, it says over there, you'll bring the Karm Pesach, let's say. Like upon him, so maybe the means, anything that's Tluya of Aretz means anything that says Bia. Might be of Aretz. Might Tluya Masha and Tluya. Elam Tluya, the Ksivba, Bia, which ain't Tluya, like Ksivba, and say Bia. Hare Tfilim Petach Amar, both Tfilim Petach Amar says V'Hoye Kiviyacha there. We know it's in the Parashah of V'Hoye Kiviyacha. So it says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and we know that even in Chutz La'aretz, Yichayev and Tfilim Petach Amar. But it's filling petach amar the chsibay bia of noyigin bein bars and chuslar. Now, how do you know takas negaya with filling is negaya even the chuslars? Zog Rashi. Tefillin eshkam a kama duchdin, but rabbanam aroy the bavel the monarch tefillin. You find a lot of times that the rabbanam bavel put on tefillin and hey o petach amar. So Rashi in parentheses says o petach amar but petach rechem petach amar. That's a sure not up to it yet. We want to know what's the makar like Rashi saying. How do we know takas chuslars the chayim petach amar? So you look at Taisa the maschareit tefillin. Tosis brings down. Pirsu kuntur is a noyik b'chutz laaretz tov. Eshkam kama duchtin b'rabona meroi the bavel the manchi b'tfillin. The chemet zinu b'bechayros to rami bar chama the hoyim above a hoyim lepetach amar. So the Gemara's kashis you find that in chutz laaretz they did petach amar and tfillin and says hoyik v'yachas. I can't be pshana mishter anything that says a loshem bia laaretz is dafka and eretz yisrael. It's not true. Amar Rav Yehuda, come and say read the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shei chayves aguf. Any mitzvah that's a chayves aguf is a chayv on the person. Neheges bein ba'aretz bein chutz laaretz. What's an example of chayvus haguf, mitzvahs that are chayvah on the guf, like Shabbos, Tfilin, Avodah Zarah, Petach Amar, Milam, Arayis, all those things, nothing to do with land. So those things are assigned to Eretz Yisrael Chosarets. Chayvus karka in Eretz Yisrael Chosarets, but chayvus karka is only in the Gei and the Aretz. What does that mean? Trumas, Maisras, Chala, Leket, Shircha, Peah, Shvias, Chadosh, Arla, Klein, those are all examples, well, there's exemptions, but those are all examples, things that are totally in the Aretz, totally in the karka. And those things are only neheges in Eretz Yisrael. Not immediately. How taka do you know this klal, this rule, that anything that's chayv is a guf, you chayv everywhere. Anything that's chayv is a karka is only in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know? Not immediately. Talking about the brisa, the pasuk says, Eile hachukim v'amishpotim asher tishmeru la'asoyis ba'aretz, asher nosan Hashem alekev esechel l'chol l'rishto. So it starts off, these are chukim v'amishpotim that you should do in the aretz that Hashem gave you and your father, gave your fathers l'rishto. All the days that you're living on the Adama. That's the pasuk. The Brayz Darsh is like this. Eila chukim eila hamadrashas. You know what chukim mean? The madrashas. So even though it means drashas is chazal, called chukim. So really the kash isn't chayk or something like a chazir or something. That's a chayk. So it's also madrashas. Because just like a chazir, you don't know the tam of that. One of the examples of a chayk is paraduma or chazir. We don't know the reason for it. Same thing by a medrash chacham. A lot of times you don't have the reason, so that's why it's called a chayk. That's what I was meaning. El chukim el mezrashos. From his part, el adinim es dinim. As tishmurun zu mishnah. That means learning. Las zu maisa. All those things are ba'aretz. They're all in Eretz Yisrael. Yochel kol mitzvah kulon lahir negas ba'aretz. Maybe you think all mitzvahs only get in Eretz Yisrael. Tamalei mekol yom mashem dochayim al adama. Now what's that drasha called? Yom mashem dochayim al adama. So in Rashi it's mevuyer. Asher etam chayim bein bars mechutz laaretz. Telling you being alive. You're alive, you're chayim, which is sayin eretz shal, sayin chutz laaretz. That's what the chayim means. Some dashin words al hadama, but either way, it's a steer in the pasuk. The pasuk on one hand says dafka baretz. On the other hand, the pasuk says, call yom ashat b'chayim al hadama. So you call Yomash Yochle Yirag Beyomar Chosar. It says call Yomash Nochaim Al Adama. You think all mitzvahs are sign Eretz Shal sign Chosar. It's Tarel Baaretz. It says Baaretz. Achash Riba Kos Vamia. This the Torah is Marba that in every place. And it's a May, Dafkin, Eretz Yisrael, you have to figure out which one's which. So look at the next pasuk. The next pasuk after Eilach Chukim Vishvatim is Abe Ta Abdun as Kolam Koimais Asha Avdu Shom HaGoyim. You have to show Eva Rezara. Tevo Lo Mad Masha Anam Vinyin. Abe Ta Abdun as Kolam Koimais Asha Avdu Shom HaGoyim. Ma Ava Yishchav Michedash. She Chayv is a Guv. Eva Rezara is the Chayv is a Guv. It's not Chayv is a Karka. Avne Heges, Bein Baar Zer Chosar is why? Because that's right next to the pasuk Asha Tachayim Al Adama. So the same thing. I've called you Chayv is a Guv. No Heges, Bein Baar Zer Chosar is. Same thing, all mitzvahs that are chayvus aguf, aneig is beim eretz and chutz laaretz, we learn out from a zara, which is next to the words, ashut chayim al adama, and that teaches us that what type of mitzvahs are you chayv in every single place, in every single makam, it is a chayvus aguf, which is like a zara. So, like upon him, that is the pshat in our Mishnah. Comes our Mishnah and says, chutz me la'ara kalayim. So, I just want to speak out something that We brought a raya that tefillin must be chayiv everywhere. Why? Because people in the bubble wore tefillin. That's what the Gemara said. Break Taisvis. Maybe they put on tefillin midrabanan. Who said it was the raya? So maybe they put on tefillin midrabanan. So Taisvis answers. The Mishnah says chusma arlo klayim. Klayim is the rabbanan, and still has to say exception chusma klayim arlo klayim. If tefillin was a kapana mitzvah rabbanan, it would say chusma not tefillin. So, like upon him, that was the raya before that Taisvis explained. That was a raya that tefillin. When it says kol negis ba'ar, it couldn't be tolyan bia because bia in the loshu kiri v'yachab. Because you see, tefillin is takachayim, and it didn't say exception of rule in the Mishnah. Now it said in our Mishnah chusma arlo mekalayim, and then it says Rabbi Eliezer af chadosh is also chadosh. What does it mean also chadosh? Does it mean also chadosh is chayim in chutzlaretz, or does it mean also chadosh is pata in chutzlaretz? Which way does it mean? The Mark explains very nicely. Vayelu Rabbi Eliezer kula palak or luchom rapalak. Mark explains, L'chom Rapalik, V'alkama, Ta'akama. Chutz min Arla, V'ak, min Kalayim, the Hilchus HaGemir La. The Mishnah says that even though Kalayim and Arla are Chayves HaKarka, that means that Tali in the Karka, Arla and Kalayim, still, Hilchus HaGemir La, that Yechayim and Chutzlaritz. The Rishash speaks out, Hilchus HaGemir La is going to Afghan Arla, because Kalayim is there upon him, but Akaponim, Chutz min Arla, V'ak Kalayim, the Hilchus HaGemir La. That there, it's Hilchus HaGemir La, that's why the Yechayim over there. Avah, I think the Yechayim is Karki. Avah, Chodosh, the old part of the Tanakh Kama's words, Avah, Chodosh, Baritz, and Chosar is Lab, but Chodosh, no Lachman Shinai. It says, by Chodosh, Aloshon, Loshon, Mechom Moshe Sechem, by Chodosh, it says Loshon like this, Lechem, Vekali, Vekarma, Loshon, Echlu, Ad Etzema Yerma Zeh, Ad Aviyachem, Es Karmen, Alekechem, Chukos, Echom Moshe Sechem, Vechom Moshe Sechem. Chom Moshe Sechem sounds like every place. It says b'chol Moshe Seichem. So why wouldn't Chodosh be chayiv in Chutzlaretz? My time, Moshe la'acha Yerusha v'shiva mashma. B'chol Moshe Seichem just means like this. If I was in Eretz Yisrael, it means that we know when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, it took 14 years to settle the land. It's called the lashon is Yerusha v'yeshiva, which means they had to throw out the goyim and then settle the land. It took 14 years. So they're not chayiv in Chodosh until after 14 years. But Avadi only chayiv in Eretz Yisrael. That's not a kamos. And v'chom ha'shvechem just means after Yerusha v'shiva. V'asher v'liyaz l'meimah, no. Af chodosh, when it says af chodosh, means chodosh like Orlan Klayim. Orlan Klayim is a hilchasa, but a chodosh is the raisa. Af chodosh doigs bein v'arishim chosar, it's my time. Moshe, v'chom ha'kushet n'yishim, it says b'yishu v'shvechem. Means any place you are, that's where you're chayiv chodosh. Because Moshe, v'chom ha'kushet n'yishim, yishim mashma. That's one side of Rabbi Yehuda. That's a chumra. I don't want to cool the polik. He's arguing the cool. Welcome, Tanakama. Chutz me'arla v'kalayim. Tanakama is saying chayvus hakarka is only chayv meretz shol. Besides the arla and kalayim, which are in the karka, there's still chayv and chutz laaretz. And now is arla and kalayim chayv. It's pasul chalosh chayv also. Why? Because it's b'chol ma'aseh sechem. Welcome, Tanakama. Chutz me'arla v'kalayim. The chesgmir lo. The kolshki chalosh the moishav. It's the koma kodesh yeshem mashma. That's for every place you are. But also Rabbi Yehuda is me'arla kula. Chalosh ein oigel baretz. The moishav means la'ach arusha v'shiva mashma. Well, my af, what's the af achadosh? Af akamaisa, saying, af achadosh also only noyig baaretz. Af akamaisa. So that's the shaila. Let's argue the kula or the chumra. Very simple question. A little complicated to listen to, but it's a very simple question. Is of Leza saying af achadosh is chayiv in every place? Or af achadosh is dafkan Eretz Yisrael? That's the question. Is he arguing the chumra or the kula? The more we arrive from Abaya. Toshima, Doma Abaya, man tana the polygon of Leza. Who is the tana kam of our Mishnah? Who argues Rabbi Leza? Zog the Bai, you know what it is? It's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is not talking about our Mishnah's case, more something else. The time limit in a Braisa. There's something called Nesachim. Nesachim are that you bring with a carbon different type of mincha, you bring shemen and different things with the carbon. You bring usually a shemen, yayin, and flour together with your carbon, and that's called what we call Nesachim. Now the parasha Nesachim, it says like this. You come to Moshe Seichem, Asher Ani Nosin Lachem, I will, there's a din of Nesachim. It says, and you have to bring a Minchas Nesachim. That says in the Pasuk. So on this we have a Machlokes, what it means, El Eretz Moshe Seichem, what does that mean? Tanya, because the Rishmal makes a diik. The Pasuk says, Asher Ani Nosin Lachem. Nosin Lachem sounds like something that's a Lashon Rabbim. It seems like we're going on the Bamas Tzibur. We're going on the main Mizbeach. The Din Nesachim is by the main Mizbeach. Because Asher Nosin Lachem. It says, B'chol Moshe Seichem. So it must be to teach you that even by in Bamas and Gilgal, there was a Mizbeach in the Chayesh, 14 years, you did not bring Nesachim. Because you only brought Nesachim after your Rosh Yeshiva. That's what Moshe Seichem is teaching us. It's a Bishmal Shita. So right there, you can stop right there. You can really chap what's going on. It means man tana who argues on Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shmuel. What does Shmuel hold? Moshe Veseicha means Moshe Veseicha after Rosh Hashiva. So now we understand that by Chodosh as well, Moshe Veseicha means Dafka after Rosh Hashiva means in Eretz Yisrael. So it means Eretz Yisrael. So that means Rabbi Eliezer is arguing lechumra saying Chayev and Chutz Laaretz because the Tanakama sheet is that Moshe Veseicha means after Rosh Hashiva. Because Rabbi said that our Tana is Rabbi Shmuel. Go back to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel says that it says B'chol Moshe Veseichem by Nesachim to teach us that means after Rosh Hashiva. Do Rabbi Shmuel. Only Rabbi Kiva Hare Shabbos Nem B'Moshe Shabbos. It says by Shabbos Lo Shavaru Eish B'chol Moshe Veseichem B'Yem HaShabbos. So it says Moshe Shabbos there, and there it doesn't mean after Rosh Hashiva. There is Nehem Ben Heges Ben Baruch Mechos Arts. There's Go Baruch Mechos Arts. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel answered that. Shabbos is a kavach haimer, Asya. Mamis is kalos, nehegis ben maras b'chus laretz. Shabbos chamir lekolshkein. So of course, Shabbos is chavach Shmuel answers. It's a little shver because Rabbi Shmuel said, how do I know every Moshe Seichem gans called her kulim is after Rosh Yeshiva? I learned that from Nesachim. So Rabbi Kiva says, what do we do at Shabbos? So he said, oh, Shabbos is a kavach haimer. Okay, so now we have Moshe Seichem by Shabbos. That means in every place, not after Rosh Hashiva. So how does Shmuel know to learn from Nesachim to hold Tarakula? Learn from Shabbos. So they freak the Tosfos Rosh and the Atzvos Yosef and others. So Tosfos Rosh says that it's different because that's a Chayvus HaGuf. So Moshe Veseichem by Chayvus HaGuf, Yod Taich, means in every place. But Moshe Veseichem by Chayvus HaGuf, not Chayvus HaGuf, then you're going to say, I'll read the Tosfos Rosh. Another part of Shmuel, I read Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. But Dumi Din Nesachim, the osu megedule karka comes from megedule karka. It's a little bit shver because it's not really a chavis karka, but that's his learning. That's how Rosh Hashanah learns the answers that kasha. That's what Yosef answers. He says no, maybe because Shabbos is more chomer, so you wouldn't learn out every place because Shabbos is more chomer. But come on, right now we're holding that we have a raya. Medama by a man tana the polig Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel no Rabbi Eliezer chomer polig. Shmami no. Who is the tana August Rabbi Eliezer? It's Rabbi Shmuel who holds Moshe Seichem means after Rosh Hashiva. That means the Tana Kama is saying that Chodesh Chayiv only in Eretz Yisrael. Come to Rabbi Laws Lechumra and says Chayiv in Chutz Laaretz. Shmami no. It's a raya. Shmami no. That's a raya. So like upon him, that's what we're holding right now. We have pshat in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer August Lechumra. And we're going to continue with Hashem with the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva to delve, do a deeper dive into Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva momentarily.